This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we welcome Peter Husey, who is our guide on strategic weapons, a.k.a. nuclear weapons. We begin, however, with an anecdote that I've remembered for many years of a Star Trek episode where Kirk and his crew discover a planet that is perpetually at war, but the war is between competing computers of the two societies who are at loggerheads. The computers launch at each other, and every once in a while a shot gets through, theoretically, and a part of the city or the culture is destroyed, theoretically. In order to make this demonstrate that there's been a success, if you're a judge to be in the zone that's been damaged, you've got to report to a station where you're evaporated. You're just obliterated because you're a sacrifice to the computer successes. What Kirk and his crew discover is that they've made war less than terrible, and that war must always be terrible because that very much controls it and mitigates its threat. I tell that story, Gordon, because you have a question for our friend Peter.
Peter, yes, General sir. Flynn has a Substack posting just musing about the future of nuclear deterrence. And he talks about the introduction of artificial intelligence into our computer systems. And the question I have for you is, what happens when AI is fully introduced into the systems that warn us about incoming missiles? What do we do? I mean, does it make things better or does it make things worse?
Well, misinformation, if it gets to you quicker, doesn't help. It's still misinformation, as you know. And General Flynn makes a couple of points. He says Russia's increased the circumstances under which it would use nuclear weapons. People are taking strategic strikes in the countries, which blur which ones are you attacking that are conventional and which ones are nuclear. And then every day we have cyber intrusions on our satellites, which tell us a rocket is coming. This movie Dynamite, which you may have seen, is postulated on our satellites don't work, and a launch of a rocket comes towards Chicago. And then we find out, oh, we can track it to Chicago, but we don't know where it came from. So we don't know where it came from. Our entire deterrent, what can we do? We can't retaliate against somebody we don't know where it is. And then on top of that, he points out that the grid is becoming very fragile, particularly in Europe. And any kind of cyber attack or space attack on our space systems that are the backbone of deterrence could put us in a position of, we don't know what's happening, but we're being attacked, but we're not sure we can respond. So when you add that all up with the other things that are going on, I think he's got a point that we don't have to get rid of deterrence, but we have to make it better. And we have to look at it in not just the old way, which is the Russians would come across the Fulda Gap in Germany. We would threaten to come back with nuclear weapons. And that was the deterrent that kept the peace in Europe. And now we're facing, we got Ukraine, we've got China and Taiwan, we've got places in the Middle East. So you're right, Gordon. I think that the general has laid out on the table. We have to get our hands around what does artificial intelligence give us, especially when combined with the ability to go after our weapon systems in space and satellites with cyber.
Peter, the revelations at the end of the Cold War included a program that the Soviet Union had put into place that we vaguely described as a dead hand, would launch the nuclear warheads even if all the leadership was decapped in Moscow. Mm-hmm. Do we have a plan like that now?
What, America?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the kind of classification would be required to know, but I'll tell you, my guess is no. That we have a man in the, that the president is authorized, or if he isn't there, the vice president, to launch any kind of retaliation, because you don't want to launch a retaliation and then go, oops, we got the wrong guy. Okay. So, and given the speed with which misinformation can get to you, just as good information can get to you, you want to be absolutely certain that what you're doing is kosher, so to speak.
And do the Russians still have the dead hand, even though the Soviet Union is gone? Do we know?
We don't. Gordon, that's a very good question. I think Putin has kind of hinted that it doesn't matter if the Kremlin is taken out and that there's, but we're not sure. And my guess is, yes, one of the people we target are the leadership. And the reason is you want to tell the leaders, you launch a nuclear weapon at America, that's the last thing you'll ever do. There is the issue of, if they're not there, how do they control what's going to happen? And the question is, if the guy who controls the weapons isn't there, the weapons don't go anywhere. That's the theory.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, even before we talk about the introduction of AI and all the other things that General Flynn discusses, how robust is our communication networks, our detection networks, our ability to get the president to actually make a decision within a very short time frame that he has in order to decide whether to retaliate or not?
Well, the system is very well owned and practiced all the time. And so I don't have any concern that it wouldn't work. The issue is, yes, there's a time compression of which you pick up a launch, you see where it's coming from, and then your option is we can shoot it down. It might not detonate. You have to walk through that, true. But my concern is misinformation that comes through cyber security, where they send information to you that's wrong, or we see something we think is a launch, but it ain't. We have a procedure, which is called a launch council. They sit down, say, where's this thing from? Where's it headed? And then once you have confirmed that there's a launch, you then confirm where it's going. We've never had to do that in our entire history since the end of World War II. We've never had a launch group to get together. We've never had a group look at, okay, where's it going? That means deterrence has worked. But you and General Flynn are right. People are right that the concern is with everything speeding up with artificial intelligence and cyber attacks, we may think there's a launch. But again, I don't think we're going to respond at all unless we confirm that a warhead is detonated on an American soil and we know where it's from. At least that's my assumption in talking and doing this for, 50 years? In talking to our military leaders, is that we would never, certainly never by computer warning, as General Welch told me, he said, never would we launch based on a computer system that tells us there's another launch.
No Star Trek. Peter, we just have 30 seconds.
Yes, sir.
Is the talk of nuclear weapon testing, is that fresh or has it always gone on since the end of the Cold War? And it's always been a debate. 30 seconds.
Well, the Russians and the Chinese do what are called sub-atomic tests that are very, very low and very difficult to detect. And they have dramatically improved their warheads. And they're smaller, they're more accurate in their battlefield weapons. So what the president is saying is that we need to test to show them a couple things. One, it works. I'm willing to use it. And that's our deterrence. Don't screw around.
Peter Husey, our guide on strategic weapons. Again, that's a euphemism for the nukes. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.